Andy, you put a lot of work in this book, Committed, huh?
Yeah, I've been working on it a long time. It covers some of the exploits that Pamela and I have gotten into all over the world on behalf of animals.
Yes.
And it's been
great. Had a good time doing it.
People Magazine just picked it as their Buzz Book of the Week, so we're very excited. And it, I think it shows how you can devote your life to a cause and have a good time doing it. You know, a lot of people get, you know, we live in a country where there's such self-entitlement. People don't like to be educated and told what to do about things. But, you know, when people find out about what happens to animals, they get a little bit upset. And PETA's a controversial organization, and we have always existed to put these issues on the map, and fortunately
with a sense of humor, so people can digest it. You
know, we're able to get people like Pamela to wear a bikini made of lettuce for an ad that says, turn over a new leaf and try vegetarian. It's we try to do things that will get people talking.
You guys are crazy.
Well, Pamela, you've been interested in this since you were a little girl, haven't you?
Yeah, I used to give all my allowance and everything to animal charities growing up, and I was always the one that people dropped off their stray dogs to, or, you know, a bird with a broken wing or something like that. So I was just kind of the animal person on the block.
I went on a date once with a girl, and I asked her if she liked animals, and she said, no, I don't.
Goodbye.
And that was the end of the date. You know, I've always believed if you can't take care of an animal, that's fine. But anyone who doesn't like an animal, there's something wrong with them.
Well, if you're kind to animals, you're kind to people.
Yeah, it's all about basic respect, sure.
And that was the end of my date, and that was it. And now whenever I go on dates, it's people who like animals.
That's great. That's what Simon Cowell even said that about American Idol contestants. If they really wanted to win, they had to be animal lovers. He helps out PETA a lot, too. And you can check out all information about all these things at PETA.org if you like.
Yeah.
One of our,
you're rated right now 5900th on Amazon.com.
But I
guarantee you, by the end of this program tonight, you'll be up in the
we'll
top.
We'll be let's see with Pamela. It'll
I
be number
10 of them
it'll
yesterday.
Be number 69 tonight.
Yeah, I bought 10 of them yesterday.
All right, PETA. Some people think it's too controversial.
Oh,
tell me about that, Danny.
Well, it is. I mean, like I mentioned before, the people who are rabble-rousers in their era are considered a pain in the ass, and that would make PETA a royal pain. But what we do is we try to focus attention on what's happening to animals. When people find out that KFC drops live birds into scalding water to defeather them, they realize that it's something that needs some attention. And PETA has gone undercover inside all sorts of slaughterhouses and laboratories and circuses and fur farms. And what we find is really appalling. There are these places that violate federal guidelines.
Federal guidelines for chickens either, right? I mean, KFC is the worst. That's why you have to boycott KFC.
Chickens were actually excluded from the Humane Slaughter Act when that was passed a few decades ago. So as a result, these companies just will do anything to these animals. Chickens are get the worst of it.
And they break their necks. They feed them so much, their legs snap. They live in cages where they peck at each other. They de-beak them in boiling, scalding water. It's just really cruel. It's just so you don't want to have any part of that. So,
and our whole campaign is not trying to get KFC to use fried tofu instead. It's to get them to eliminate the cruelest practices. And, you know, we had a big victory with McDonald's. We got them to stop buying meat from slaughterhouses that failed inspection. We just got Burger King to adapt much more humane slaughter practices where they don't buy pork from places that confine pregnant pigs on concrete for their whole pregnancy. And we're about, you know, eliminating some of the most hideous cruelties. And I think even if you're not a vegetarian, or even if you hate some of the activities you've seen, you
should still buy the book.
Yeah.
Because the book is funny. I mean, the book is his like, ram kind of, you know, going across the world and with people like me and a bunch of other crazy people and people who love animals and just the funny times we've had. I mean, it's really funny, and how he grew up and his relationship with his mom. And
there's a lot of costumes in it, too. I've dressed as a priest
to
crash a fur fashion.
I understand. You wheezed your way in there. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, the thing is, it's great to wear a costume because it gives you something to hide behind. When I tried to get into these fur fashion shows in Milan, wearing a priest outfit worked a charm, and I had my Thou Shalt Not Kill banner, and I got yanked out by a whole bunch of security, but the point was made. And my travels to Paris and to Milan and to Vienna with Pamela are well documented in the book as well.
Very well documented.
You can read all about our steamy exploits. She calls me her gay husband because especially when she's between guys, I'm the one who she can rely on and drag around.
Yeah. You're the pal. Okay,
and now, I'm still with you.
If you two are out and you see somebody in a fur coat, what do you do? Do you jump that person, or do you go talk to them? What do you do?
You get sued if you jump them. What do you, stick a little thing in their pocket that says, I'm an asshole, I wear fur?
Yeah, we have these stickers that, do all the talking for you. It depends on what the person's like. I try to engage people and ask if they know how the animals were killed. And when they find out that beavers are drowned in underwater traps and chinchillas are electrocuted. And
anally.
Yeah, anally electrocuted. And in China now, the animals are literally skinned alive.
All for a
fashion item that makes you look like Bigfoot. You know, adds 20 years and adds 20 pounds.
Makes you look fat.
Why has this been out of control? Why does it have to take PETA to get people to understand that if they're going to conduct business, that you have to do it as humanely, or should I say as animally as possible?
Yeah, there's always a kinder way to do things. And, you know, we have to act up a lot because the adversaries that we have, these corporations, they don't really care about the animals. They care about their
money.
Public image and money. So we have to be as ruthless as they are. And we're a pressure group. If we wanted to be popular, we'd be doomed to failure. So we have to make these companies shake a little in their boots and wonder what we're going to do. We buy stock in these companies. We speak at their shareholder meetings. We do undercover investigations. And we do a lot of celebrity ads to get the message out as well, because a lot of people are so interested in that.
Are they sensitive once you start to talk with them?
There are individuals in the companies that are sensitive, but by and large, they just care about how much money they can make. And if they can cram five chickens in a cage and rip their beaks off because they go crazy from confinement, but save a nickel, they'll do it. Unless there's going to be some price to pay by having PETA on their back or having Pamela Anderson narrate.
Right.
Pamela actually narrated our KFC video.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it.
Go to KFCCruelty.com and you can check out Pam's KFC video and learn what we're talking about more detail.
Pam, this happened for you a long time ago. I mean, you decided to put a little bit back into society. You wanted an organization that you could get involved with, and you were always involved in loving animals. You found PETA.
Well, I mean, I was getting so much attention. I started in Baywatch, and I started getting so much attention for, I thought, really silly things. And I thought, God, this is an opportunity to really speak up and say something. I mean, they're asking me all these crazy questions. So I wrote to PETA and said, please use me in any way I can. I feel ridiculous talking about my boyfriends or my boobs. I really want to talk about animals and animal rights, and I can slip anything into any interview that I can. And I have. I think almost every interview I've done, eventually somewhere in it, there's something about animal rights.
She's really redefined what a celebrity can do for a cause.
And did they take that request right away, or did they have to think about it? Now I'm talking about PETA now.
Well, I mean, PETA. I don't know.
Yeah, well, we just got a letter one day. This is what's so great about Pam. A lot of stars have these big management and publicists and all this stuff. We just opened the mail one day about 12 years ago, and there was a letter. The return address said Mrs. Happy, if I recall correctly.
I love that.
And we just opened it and it said, Dear PETA, I'm in a show called Baywatch and the press is obsessed with my private life. I want to divert the attention to things more important, such as animal cruelty. Let's join forces. And so we hooked up, and Pam first did our Rather Go Naked Than Wear Fur ad, which was our first billboard in Times Square. And then we just started hooking up and traveling.
He was always a mysterious date. I need another ticket for my date, Dan Matthews.